Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
They do transcend the word grocery.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like a world market almost, but all Americanized. Yeah.
And that's,
you know?
Like, that's the beauty in it, right? Like to take something that's average, to take an experience that we all have to have in our lives. Like, oh my gosh, like we have to go to the grocery store. And to take something like that and elevate it, it's almost like art.
Everyone's got their thing.
Bonjour, hello, hola, ciao, konnichiwa, everyone. If you are a person and you have a language and you say hello, I want to say that back to you, even if I'm not saying that word to you. But I gave it a shot for a bunch of you. And for the rest, hi, it's me, David Magadoff, and my co-host,
Claire Kramer. Hi, David.
And this is the Fanatics Podcast. Hi, Claire. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm plugging away. You know, I mean, you know, you ever meet those people who you actually ask, hey, how are you? And they're like, I'm awful. And you're like, ooh, I didn't mean to open that can of worms.
Oh, no. The next 15 minutes of my life.
No, I am good. But, you know, sometimes that's a, you're treading on thin ice, David, when you ask someone how they are. So just beware.
You look good.
Thanks. I feel good.
Okay. So that's a start. It's like, instead of saying how are you to people, I should be like, you look great. Because then they're like, well, I don't feel well, but you already gave me a compliment, so I'm in a good mood.
It's hard. Let me tell you a trick. And this may be a parenting trick, and this may be a relationship trick. But
ooh,
I'm
all ears.
Use it as you will. Give a compliment. Ask a favor. Hard for the person to say no.
Yeah.
Compliment.
You look great. Can you watch my kid?
Sneak in a favor right there after the compliment.
Done.
That's called a Clairism, and that is how I have gotten through life. So, you know, there you go.
Wise words. Speaking of wisdoms and compliments, we have somebody wonderful here today who was a compliment to us all because we had a lovely conversation with her, and I can't wait to share it with you all.
Nice non sequitur, David.
Thank you.
Yes, please welcome our guest, Bianca. She's awesome. And she talks about the most fabulous, fabulous grocery store chain, which I never thought or knew that I loved so much, but I do, Trader Joe's.
Amazing. We all are there all the time, and it's just a delight to have spoken with her about why she loves it. But let's talk a little bit about why we love Bianca Santos for a second. Bianca is from The Fosters, wonderful show. The movie The Duff, Legacies. She's been in a ton of things. SPF 18, a movie that to much joy and acclaim. I met her at acting class years ago, and I was like, who is this fun, beautiful girl? Because I...
With the compliment, then what favor did you ask her?
I didn't. I was just like, she's just so fun, and she's just so, like, silly, because I just do so much improv, and, like, for some reason, I have a whole theory about, like, and you tell me, Claire, if I'm barking up the wrong tree. I think women have a hard time at really leaning into just comedy, because there's this thing inside them, like, growing up as a girl, that's like, you're told to still be a lady or like a princess. And I'm like, I think there's a fight there sometimes. And I always like applaud a woman who can go, I'm just going to be silly and goofy and whatnot. Because a lot of comedy leans into a lot of goofy behavior and awkward behavior and like stuff that dudes don't mind to do. So I feel like she's one of those people who leans into her goofy side, which makes her really charming. Do you agree with this theory, or am I in a, am I on an island on
that? That is another podcast, David. We, I can't say I agree or disagree because it's too big of a discussion, but I do understand what you mean. And one of the things I loved about interviewing Bianca was she is self-deprecating in the best type of way. You know,
well,
she's
so great in all her films and Foster's and The Duff, because The Duff is such a silly comedy movie that is just so great with Mae Whitman and everything. And she's just able to be, she's able to be really funny and authentic and just still be like, you know, her.
She's a female, funny, fearless flyer.
Ooh, I like that segue. Here we go.
Bianca, why is it called The Fearless Flyer? Why is the circular called The Fearless Flyer? I don't get it. Explain it to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's their newsletter. I mean, there's definitely a whole style about it, right? Like, it's that, like, cartoon that's, like, from the, like, what, the, like, 19... It feels like the 19... It's, like, 1918, you know? And it's, like, stuck there. You know, one of the things that I love is, like, Trader Joe's is just so stylish, right? Like, of all the grocery stores, like, they've got their, like, Aloha t-shirts that, like, all the employees mm-hmm. wear. They have their Fearless Flyer. And, like, even things like their, like, toilet paper has that same, like, illustration, like, of, you know, the, like... The sketch.
Like,
it's funny. They're
New
they're
Yorker
captions.
Sketch type thing. Yeah.
They just have... They have personality, man, you know? And so I don't know why it's called The Fearless Flyer, but
Okay. I mean, it's definitely a part of their branding. And the branding is strong with TJ's.
Strong.
I mean, it is super strong. For people who may not know, what exactly is Trader Joe's? If you know, for example, I grew up in Ohio. We didn't have a Trader Joe's. Let's pretend I still lived there. Explain Trader Joe's to me.
Claire. Trader Joe's.
Yes,
oh my gosh. Trader Joe's is this mecca of heaven. It is this just like small enough, big enough. It's this like sweet spot of a grocery store, which is it's got everything that you want as well as things that you didn't even know that you wanted. I mean, you walk in there and you're leaving with like truffle white cheddar, like a block of truffle white cheddar, or like pumpkin pretzels, and you're like, what is this? I think their whole thing is that they don't have like a middleman, right? So like all the products that they put out,
it's affordable luxury with funny captions,
with personality. I mean, what more could you want?
Okay. Top five things that you love about Trader Joe's. Top five things, because you've named a bunch of things, the Hawaiian shirts, the little caricatures. Yeah. So what are the top five things that make it unique and that you particularly, Bianca, love about the store?
Well, I mean, going off of the tropical shirts, I love a good Mai Tai. And I love like tiki theme. Love the tiki theme. And like the store, the whole thing, I mean, it's called Trader Joe's. So obviously, the whole store is tiki themed, which is not an obvious thing. How many?
It's not. As you're saying it, I'm realizing you're like, you're right. It really is. And it's very oddly subtle and yet completely everywhere. What's wrong with us?
Completely everywhere. And already like you walk in and you're like, wow, this is a good time. This is a good time. Like this grocery store is a good time. So that's the first thing. You know, some other things. I love like the weird finds. It's just like always surprise, like
pumpkin pretzel, like you said, didn't expect that.
Yeah. Like, what are they going to come up with? It's always like a shock. I remember as a kid too, like, did you guys ever, I'm talking as though like you've had Trader Joe's your whole life, which I have. Like my family only went to Trader Joe's. I don't think I entered like a regular grocery store until I was, I don't know, like in high school.
Wow.
Like with other friends, like being like, oh, let's go to Ralph's or something. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I like stepped in there and I was like, oh, What is this?
Excuse me.
What did it feel? Well, hold on. What did that feel like stepping into a giant store? Did you feel like this is confusing? Was it exciting? Or was it, did you want to just rush out and go back to Trader Joe's?
Yeah, it felt, you know, from like my cozy experience of, you know, of Trader Joe's.
Your Hawaiian shirts and
right. It's
pretzels.
Like Disneyland to going to like the like superstores. It just felt cold. Cold.
You needed a hug.
I understand what you mean. Okay, because Trader Joe's does have that intimate feeling, yeah. You know, and like you walk in, they're like, hey, welcome to Trader Joe's. Like, hi, what's up?
Right.
You know?
And that's another thing. Like, everyone is so friendly. Doesn't it feel like every time you're there and you're checking out, everyone's like smiling? Like, I don't know what they're doing with those employees or like where they're getting them, but they're always happy. They're always in a good mood. And I'm always like, should we be friends like outside of here? You know, are we friends?
It's like,
are we friends? Have we? Yeah. Are you my family?
No, it's like when you get an Uber driver where you're like, I kind of like you, but I'm not like sure what the protocol is. Like, do I, you have right. my info?
Yeah, you have my number.
Do I say, keep texting me in or out of the app? I understand that with Trader Joe's, you know? I mean, so, okay. So the three things we've identified so far, tiki yes. theme, friendliness, very strong branding.
Yeah. Oh, right. Right.
Anything
we need
else?
More.
Stand out?
Yeah, more things stand out. I was gonna say, like, there's like the JoJo, like the monkey. Did you guys know about this?
Oh, the because there are names of like the tiger and the monkey. Like, they actually technically, and they hide them around for if you're a kid.
I did that as a kid.
And you looked for the monkey. And how was it, easy or hard?
Sometimes.
Did they like hide them?
So like the whole thing is they have this like stuffed monkey and it was JoJo. And they like every day hide it in like a different part of the store. And then if you find it, you like tell your, you know, you tell like the cashier like, oh, we found JoJo. And then they give you a sticker. So like kids like really love to get the stickers. I mean, right? Like I was all about it. And some days would be like blaringly obvious. And then other times, like my mom and my dad would be like, all right, you know what? We have to leave. Like, you have, like, wrap it up. You haven't,
wrap
you
it
haven't
up.
Found JoJo and we got to go. And I just like would throw a fit.
Would you cry if you wouldn't, would that happen sometimes?
I think
no?
I've cried. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did it begin with all of your family going to Trader Joe's all the time? Was it just super close? Like, I want to know the origin story of the Santos family and Trader Joe's. Because once we figure that out, then we'll understand the whole rest of why you are who you are.
This is like a pillar of who I am. Ironically, we do not live near a Trader Joe's.
Oh,
this
weird.
Is like a trek. And like, there's like a bunch of other grocery stores by us, but like Trader Joe's is literally, it's out of the way. But my family, like, I don't know. They're just super, like, my mom like made my baby food as a kid, like as a baby, not as a kid. I wasn't eating like mashed peas at like 7, you know?
It's okay, Bianca.
Is that weird? No, but like, they were really into like organic stuff and like healthy options. So that was just like our place to go. And
so at the time, Trader Joe's, when you thought of health food, your family, Trader Joe's embodied that enough to drive to it and go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that was just like the staple. That's where it all began.
And did you grow up in California?
Yes.
Okay. Outside of Los Angeles?
Yeah, like greater LA, you
okay.
know. So.
Okay.
That's great. When you are at Trader Joe's now, do you go to that new section all the time just to check the new stuff out? Or like, what do you usually want? What are your staples and what are your like, you know what, I'm going to still try this thing? Or do you just stick to staples and you don't, those days are past? Or also, I'm not asking three questions in one. What was the day where you felt like you got your own Trader Joe's experience? Like your parents weren't there and you got to buy things with your own cash And you're like, I'm going to get as many pumpkin pretzels as I want, even though, you know, when was that experience
like? That is actually like a deep question. And I have an answer. It was when I was living on my own. Like, I had my own place, like, didn't have roommates.
How old?
I was 24. And great. Across the street from me was a Trader Joe's. I lived across the street from a Trader Joe's, and I was like, this is mine. You know, like, I would walk across the street. Like, what a life. Like, I don't live there anymore, but I think back to those times in that apartment, and I'm like, wow, you had it so good.
Was that a sign when you were looking at the apartment? You were like, it's across from a Trader Joe's, so that means I definitely am taking it.
It was. Like, that is by far, like, the best living situation, like, I've ever had. Because, I mean, my spot right across from me.
Your favorite thing is across the street.
And how many times a day would you go? Bianca, be honest. Be honest.
It was just because it was so accessible. You really have to be, like, conscientious to, like, not just find any excuse to just go. Because I love seeing what's new. Like, that new section, I'm always like, wow, they did it again. They never stop amazing me. Like, never stop.
Because it's threefold, right, guys? It's usually something that is actually, not all the time, but say, like, out of the six things that are there, one of those things is like, I have literally never seen that before. Two, it's branded really nicely. Three, it's cheap.
Yeah.
It's cheap as shit.
Yeah.
And so you're able to go like, well, not only is this cool new thing that's branded nicely and I'm curious about, well, I have to get it. It's under $4.99 yeah. for this like bath bar edible soap thing or this, you know, potato chip that's infused with coffee grounds that you're like, you know what? Maybe they did yeah. it. This sounds awful. Anyone else selling this? No way. But the price just tells you got to try it.
And honestly, there is nothing that I've bought that I severely regret. Like when I explore, I find like this is probably going to be worth it because I've never had anything that I've been like, this is disgusting. I'll never try anything new again. And that is amazing. Like, who is on their creative team? Do I need to change my life course and become a part of, like, Trader Joe's creative team? And, like, I don't know. I'm kind of having a moment right now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
So would your job on the creative team, would you be more of like a food, you know, inventor chef type person? Or would you be more like, hey, we're making a new Oreo. Let's call them the JoJo's, or like, where would you fit in?
Or would you write the funny captions on the toilet paper?
Oh my gosh, you guys, the options.
Yeah. If you get to work at Trader Joe's, what would you, if you got to work in corporate or be the bag girl, right. Like what would you Ooh. Choose right now as a Trader Joe's occupation? That's a fun idea.
I think it would be really fun to be the food tester. Okay. So like we have this product, Bianca, we're thinking of releasing it, but we need someone to like vet it. I want to be the vetter. That's where I want to be in all of the options.
Just like, eating food somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow eating, somehow drinking. This is a solid choice. I applaud you.
But you know what about the store? It's funny because you do think of food and drink, but it's also their, I feel like Trader Joe's is known equally for like their flowers and like the great prices on the flowers and the chocolate advent calendars that come out that are like, again, $4.99 for, you know, this great advent calendar. And of course the wine, the $2 chuck, which has its own total story that was probably made up, where remember the story going around like, oh, they bought out the airline. This airline was going out of business. They bought all the airline wine and that was the $2 chuck and it was going to go away after a while. And then it just, that story just kind of like.
Bianca is shocked right now. Legend. I completely agree with Claire. This is the story that I was told as well, that like some airline went out of business. And Trader Joe's just bought out all of this cheap wine and that they sell it for $2. That's totally not the story. That's not it. That's it's not true. It's the same story as the Phil Collins, you know, in the Air Tonight story where like he, you ever hear this story?
No.
What?
Neither of you? All right. This is the quick Trader Joe's. The $2 chuck story is as fake as the story that has been passed around in mythology where Phil Collins saw someone die on a boat trip. And that's why he wrote In the Air Tonight, because if you listen to the lyrics of In the Air Tonight, it's about like, I saw you coming and all that. The story goes, he invited who he thinks is the killer to one of his concerts and like had him in the front row and then sung it at him and then had like the security guards come down and arrest him and send him to jail. And it's totally fake. It's not. It's but wow. That was very much a story that was passed around. Much like $2
chuck. Much like $2 chuck.
Yeah, the $2 chuck was a big one. That was like, you know, the thing. But I don't know. They do transcend the word grocery.
Yeah, they do. You know they what do. I mean?
It's like, they, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like a world market almost, but all Americanized. Yeah.
And that's,
you know?
Like, that's the beauty in it, right? Like to take something that's average, to take an experience that we all have to have in our lives. Like, oh my gosh, like, we have to go to the grocery store, and to take something like that and elevate it, it's almost like art.
Bianca, do you feel better when you walk in there? Will you actually ever be down sometimes and walk into a Trader Joe's just to pick yourself up?
Yeah, absolutely. I always feel better. I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
I think it's like a combination of the endorphins you get from shopping, you know? Because that, I mean, that is definitely, that factors in like for myself, and then also the atmosphere, and then the whole like cheers thing. Everybody knows your name, even if they don't, you know, it feels like they do.
Have you ever gotten to a place with any of the Trader Joe's where they did know your name, Bianca, like even as a kid, or like your family, like for sure.
Yeah. Like we were tight with like Matt and Alicia and. Yeah.
Oh, no. At the Trader Joe's that we go to, my kids are friends with Dante. Like, he always, like, gets them, like, did you talk about one sticker? They get, like, strings of stickers. Oh. He's like, here, take, like, he's like, do you want that chocolate bar? Go ahead and take it. Like, he's so nice to them that every time we go in, they're like, ah, let's go find Dante. Where's Dante? You know? Yeah. And it is like you actually know the person. What was the feeling when you were little going in with your parents? Was it like, did you guys go on Sundays, like after church? Was there like a ritual around arriving since you had to drive there?
So my dad is like, he was the chef in the house. And so he would pick us up from school. And on the way back, we would go to Trader Joe's. And my dad would like cook, like everything was like fresh made, like it was an entire experience. So we would like go. I honestly have memories of going to Trader Joe's. Like it was a very European way to shop the way my dad did it. Like he wouldn't just go like once a week. Like it would be like multiple times a week to like get fresh ingredients, you know? So as a kid, I mean, yeah, I just like remember being like bright eyed and stickers and all these like fun things to look forward to, you know, getting in the cart and just like sitting in the cart as like my dad filled it up. And I'm like in there like, yeah.
Well, bonding time, yeah. Family time too, you know? So probably there's so many good, like you said, endorphins and just good memories, whatever things that click in your brain and your gut, yeah. Right? When you walk into a Trader Joe's, it just washes you with all this good feeling, especially because you have such a nice relationship with your family, which is just delicious in its own right. Anybody have to pass the Trader Joe's test who you maybe have dated?
Yeah. Ooh, the Trader Joe's test.
That's a good question.
The Trader Joe's test. I mean, I don't think I've dated anyone who hasn't been a fan of Trader Joe's. I think that would be a moment of I don't know if we're compatible. I think first date status, hey, what are your thoughts on Trader Joe's? I haven't incorporated that, but I think it's definitely something I need to ask, because if we can't be on the same page with that, I don't know if we even have the same values. I really don't.
I mean, they have to be willing to grow and learn at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah. They have to be open to it. I'm very privileged. I grew up with it, so it's always been a part of my life. But some people,
you've never had to make your own choice as a pubescent. Right. Am I a Trader Joe's person or not?
I just always was.
Yeah. So what is the one item that you've purchased from there since your childhood that hasn't changed? Because we talked a lot about the new items. You know, what is the one item that you always get that is just home and family and love?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. I think it's.
That's the lentil chips for me.
It's the blueberry waffles for me. Mm. Yeah. They've always been there and they're in my freezer right now. So, yeah. That'd be one.
With maple syrup that you get from Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Classic.
I do love that they don't sell artificial syrup. That's important to me as a mom.
So you said you still go on trips with your family. Mm-hmm. And will you still carve out Trader Joe's time on these trips to this day?
You know what's so funny? During this time, so much time we have, I've gone through old stuff in the garage, old journals, and I have journals from when I was 14, and I'm recalling family vacations. We're in Palm Springs, and I mention us as a family going to Trader Joe's at least 3 times. Who does that? And it was just such a important detail for me to even include. And then we went to Trader Joe's. La 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 la. Then we went back to Trader Joe's. It's just a part of a fabric of the importance.
Dear Diary, peaches were in season today at Trader Joe's.
Yes.
And this boy looked at me and he's cute, but honestly, the peaches.
It was that Palm Springs diary entry was I stared at him from afar in the Trader Joe's.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What, you've been to a lot of different locations, it sounds like, over the course of your life. What is the deal? And I hope I'm asking a true expert here. What's the deal with the size of their parking lot?
I was this is a good transition to that.
How do they get permits for the world's smallest cars? Only.
Yeah, I would say I don't have a lot of complaints. I really don't. I don't have a lot of complaints. I think they do a lot of things beautifully, but the parking lots are the smallest. I don't understand it. Personally, the Trader Joe's that I go to these days has a full-size parking lot, and that's only because it shares a shopping center space. And I don't know how people do it in, like, Silver Lake, you know? That's why also when I lived on my own in West Hollywood, having it across the street was, like, it was heaven. I didn't have to worry about parking. Yeah, I got to talk to someone.
Yeah, because it seems like in the, you know, goodness of the whole, the situation, that is definitely one of the things that could turn you off, right? Yeah. Well, what's your theory, David?
My theory is, and tell me what you two think, my theory is it's on purpose for us to learn how to communicate with each other. I think Trader Joe's wants to get people talking, hearing, listening, living with each other.
I'm going to have to snoops that before, before I give an opinion.
It's not just a theory. It's a fact. You can just trust me on this. But otherwise, it is just being mean. And I just can't let myself go to that place that people have thought. So I have to think that there is intention behind it. And the person who owned Trader Joe's, a USC grad, mind you. So very proud of that. But yeah, that's my theory. Otherwise, it's like if there isn't a God, then it's all chaos.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about this. If there isn't a reason for it, then it's just pandemonium. And I can't.
The parking lot at my Trader Joe's is so bad that they have two people directing traffic in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll actually drive around the block a couple times and park on street side versus entering into the parking lot. So growing up, let me ask you this, Bianca. Did you ever say to your parents, like, hey, there's a whole world of grocery stores out here. Why only did we go to Trader Joe's? Like, in retrospect. You know,
to be honest, I didn't even really understand that there were other options. I really didn't. I really was like, this is it. And I was okay with that. I think now as an adult, would it have expanded my horizons to have had other grocery stores in my life? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But am I thankful for the way things panned out? I don't think I would be who I am today had I had been exposed to other grocery stores growing up. I don't know. Who's to say?
You would not be the fearless flyer that you are.
Exactly.
Well, it's like you said, personality, right? I think you nailed it at the beginning. The first stuff that you were so excited about that you were sharing with us was all about personality. Yeah. And you nailed it in a way that I hadn't thought about it. Like before you even seeing these people in Hawaiian shirts, I don't think I've ever, I know that. I can tell people a Hawaiian shirt, but just you saying it and making that as a point, I'm like, it already is sending a message to the customer saying, we don't take ourselves too seriously here. And also, what does Hawaii stand for? Ooh. Hawaii stands for like relaxing,
hanging loose,
fun. Yeah, like it puts you already in a good mood. So I think you nailed it in that. I think your personality, because you're a fun personality, and I think that's.
Thank you.
I do wonder how much Trader Joe's played a part of that. That's a good question that only a therapist could answer.
Do your brothers and sisters? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a younger brother. Yeah.
Does he exclusively, do you exclusively shop at Trader Joe's? Are you guys exclusive?
We're pretty exclusive. I don't want to like, you know, hurt the integrity of this podcast. I do sometimes go to other grocery stores.
It's a safe
Sprouts,
space.
If I need certain things. Also, there's this spot called Aldi, but nothing will compare to, I'm still at Trader Joe's all the time. That's like our main place. All the other grocery stores are like supplemental.
Like once a month.
Yeah. Stops. Like, oh, I need that one thing that Trader Joe's doesn't have. And they pretty much have it all. So
no white vinegar.
No white vinegar.
They don't got white vinegar. That ticks me off. But
that's,
you know,
interesting.
But they have everything else. They do have coffee flavored potato chips. So that's all.
That's yummy. So Bianca, on a scale of 1 to 100, how big of a fan of Trader Joe's are you right now in this moment? 1 to 100.
I mean, I feel like this is not an endorsement, but I should be getting paid. You know what I mean? Like the level of love that I feel, I really feel like I could be their spokesperson. And honestly, it's 2020. Like do we need a Trader Joe's or do we need like a Trader Josephina? You know?
We do need a Trader Josephina.
I'm the one. Mm-hmm. So out of 100, I'm a 99. I don't want to be too bold. I don't want to say 100.
I like that you have a little room for growth. I agree. I think you're a 99 or 100. And I'm definitely in the 90s after this podcast I'm going today.
If only the parking lot. You'd be 100 out of 100 if that parking lot was just a little bit better.
I mean, sometimes.
Or white vinegar.
Sometimes you have to drive a little bit farther to go to the ones that have like a bigger parking lot. And
Real quick. Bigger parking lot, definitely. We've cracked the code on David's theory, at least on the parking lot, although we'll have to do a little research on that. What's the bell about? That's my last like question.
Mm-hmm. What is the bell?
What is it?
The bell is used like when they like for customer service, like if the cashiers like need something, they'll ring the bell. You know, I don't know. What else is the bell for?
I think the bell was also for if you had a good experience. Like if you want to go, if as you're walking out and you want to tell the manager, you're like, I had a really good experience here today. And then they go ding, ding, ding. So it makes everyone feel good.
Yes. Yeah. There's that.
Which is what I would do here
today.
It
reminds me of like dinner time, recess, like a bunch of happy places from my childhood. Like bells ringing like that. Who doesn't like bells?
I know.
All right, Bianca, last question. Gateway. Gateway for the person who's never been into Trader Joe's before. What would you tell them if they're there for their first time? And you know, they don't have like $1,000 to spend. So this isn't supermarket sweep. You're just telling them they got like $100 to spend, which is plenty at Trader Joe's for the first time. What do you want them to walk out with?
All right, some key items. I want them to get the bagel seasoning, the everything bagel seasoning.
Everything but the bagel seasoning.
I use that on everything, including like I do seared ahi tuna and I douse it in that stuff. Hello. Hello. Try it. Change your world.
So good. Their
frozen fried rice selection is on fleek. I think they have a new like bulgogi fried rice, but I eat that once a week. Like when I just don't have the energy to make food, I pop that in. That's another one. Garlic naan bread. I don't know. I'm a sucker for it. I'll do it. And then also they just have so many like ready to go curries, jarred curries. Mm-hmm. They have all that stuff. You know, I'm very much into like the adventure of food, which is why the grocery store suits me so well. Cause I'm like, give me weird, give me eccentric, and I'm there. I've given you three items. Maybe we go for something sweet. What's something sweet?
Yeah, what dessert? What? Maybe a drink and a dessert, and then we're good.
A drink would be, I mean, you can't go wrong with like a red. And I guess for the sake of your first time in Trader Joe's, like go ahead and do that two-buck check. Go ahead and throw it in there. Give it a whirl.
Pick up some aspirin while you're at it.
Yeah. And then a dessert. Oh, man. I grew up with the Cuties ice cream sandwiches, and that may not be their best dessert, but for me, that also feels like home. So throw that in there.
I love it. You just made my shopping list for tonight.
Bianca, we're throwing this podcast in there in that good old bag of Trader Joe's, and we're checking it out because thank you so much. This is great.
Thank you for letting me, express my joy.
If I had a bell, I'd be ringing it.
You rang my bell. That's what I was just going to say. No, thank you, Bianca. That's
awesome.
That was great. That was great. That made me such a happy podcast because such a happy thing Trader does.
Thanks for having me.
That was such a fun episode, you know, because as we sort of alluded to, there's a Trader Joe's in everyone's backyard, I feel like, especially if you live in Southern California. It's just, you know, it's like the corner market. Yet rarely do you do a deep dive into their products, philosophy. David, you even got into the psychology of the parking lot. Like, I love
that. Maybe. I could be right. I could be wrong. Otherwise, but really, like, if it's just madness, then it's like, what else? There's no design.
It's a mad world.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
Maybe it's Tetris training. That's what the parking lot really is, you know?
it's just a logic problem. That's all it is. It's sort of like finding the tiger.
It's like, yeah, pre-calculus.
The game has started. The game has already started. It's a game for adults.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Never. One of my favorite memories of Trader Joe's, which she got me thinking about from her wonderful memories, is I think it was for my 29th birthday, I had 15 friends over and I got every chocolate chip cookie at Trader Joe's they had available.
Okay.
There were 8 of them. This includes the frozen ones that you have to bake. This includes the vegan, the oatmeal chocolate chip.
Like the dough, everything.
Everything. And so there's the frozen ones, the refrigerated ones. And so we made them all and we all tested it and we all tasted it. And I made little grids, like almost football pool kind of grids. And everyone wrote down their little ratings. And the one that won, well, we all won because we all just ate chocolate chip cookies for about an hour. But the one that won was the gluten-free, crispy cookie that they had.
Oh, the thin, the bark-esque cookie.
Yes.
I like it.
And it was very buttery.
Mm. That's because they have to use a lot of oil to make up for the veganness of it, right?
Probably, like this, like soybean oil and stuff.
Yeah, if they
but
can't
that,
have...
That to me is why I love Trader Joe's, is that they make a great gluten-free cookie, and they don't need to. You would still love them without them needing to do that, and yet that's one of the things that they do, as well as every candle under the sun and every bouquet you ever need.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say the mini chicken and beef tacos are delicious.
Is that your go-to?
It's a lunchtime go-to for my kids. The frittata, the egg and ham frittata in the morning, the quiche frittata is really good. But I don't buy poultry there because I feel like I don't know.
Did you have
slimy.
A bad chicken experience once
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But we'll ignore enough. That because I still love Trader Joe's and it was still a fantastic episode. And we got to discuss, like I said, the psychology of the store.
It's true, though. It's true. And well, we love you all and we hope that you go to Trader Joe's with a fresh pair of eyes and a taste bud and a palate to be ready and tickled. So Godspeed, God willing. And God bless.
Be fearless. Okay, and before we sign off, just want to give you guys a heads up. Next week, we have the amazing Keiko Agena on the show. Of course, you guys are probably watching her on Prodigal Son right now. If you're not, you should be. You know her from Gilmore Girls way back when, 13 Reasons Why, Better Call Sal, a bunch of other stuff. And fun fact, her mom's name is also Claire. But we're not talking about Keiko's career next week. We are talking about something that was totally new to me, the Enneagram. So if you don't know what that is, don't worry. I didn't either. But tune in and you can be educated with me on this next episode of Fanatics. Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at @wearefanatics.
Yes, that's We Are FANADDICTS. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Colin Baker. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
Boy, that's a lot.
Like a, like a, like a, like a honey ho.
Like a, like a, like a, like a Trader Joe.
Like a, like a, like a, like a honey ho.
Like a, like a, like a, I wanna go.
Yum.